Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy are about to pick up your arvo with stacks of fun. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance this Christmas. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. A big show ahead of a big weekend for you, Bickers.
I know, heading up the mountain.
Yes, you are.
Or are we?
I don't know.
We need to talk to Sam. I'm doing the world's toughest half marathon on Sunday, the Point to Pinnacle in Tasmania. Couldn't get up the mountain 3 years ago. You were there as well because it was snow covered and they won't take buses up there to bring you back down if there's snow because it's dangerous. And
well,
what do you know?
They just shut it.
Yeah, for safety.
Yeah.
And there's snow back on the mountain.
Yeah.
If we don't get up, one man who's going to be bitterly disappointed will join us later on the show. He's raised over $35,000 on his own for this marathon, and I am determined to get him up there one way or another.
It's better if you don't go to the top because it's easier.
Yeah, that's not a winner's attitude. That's why you're not coming this year.
No, it's
that attitude's not welcome.
No, that's not why. It's because I tore my calf last time.
Hey, though.
Hit the clubs. The clubs. Makes me want to hit the club. Hit the clubs.
Rain saying she a gold digger.
Rain saying she a gold digger.
Wiggity,
Big Moss, booty drop.
My booty drop this week is a shout out to Dua Lipa. She won't be listening. Romani might be, though. Shout out to Romani. But Dua Lipa.
Also, Dua Lipa, if you are listening,
yeah.
131060 is our number.
She's definitely not.
Well,
or if you're a Dua.
There is a 7 second delay on radio, yep. So let's wait. 5, 4. No. No Dua yet.
No Dua.
Interesting.
But I took, we took Evie to her first concert last weekend, Dua Lipa, and she had.
What a first concert.
I know. It was epic. Her eyes were, I don't know what was wider, her mouth or her eyes. The dancing, there was roller skating. It was epic. It was like hit after hit after hit. It was amazing. But it made me think about my first concert, and it also made me think about producer Sonda's experience during the week at a concert she took a friend to. It was too much, and we're going to discuss it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Dua Lipa's levitating for Bickmore's booty drop for your Friday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Played that because took Evie to her first concert, which was Dua Lipa the other day, which also has made me laugh because today I'm wearing one of my many band T-shirts that I have at the moment.
Yes.
My one today is Rolling Stones, and that was the first concert I ever went to.
That's an amazing
coincidence.
First concert. Well, it's amazing first concert to go to.
And also that I'm wearing the T-shirt today.
Yes, that is a coincidence as well, Karen. That is correct.
So the reason I ended up, I didn't even know who the Rolling Stones were when I was 14.
I don't think you still do. Like when you wore a Guns N' Roses T-shirt the other day and you didn't know you were wearing it because you teased me relentlessly for wearing a Guns N' Roses T-shirt.
No, I went because my boyfriend at the time lived on the edge of a park.
Is he the elderly one? See that one that was 42 when you were
playing? No, Lifestyle
Patrick,
Village.
Hey, Pat, if you're listening. No, was an amazing cartoonist too. Anyway, he lived on the edge. What?
Cartoonist?
He used to draw cartoons for me. Anyway, he was really sweet. What are you, look at me weird.
I just think it's funny.
I'm not judging your past. Stop judging mine.
No, I haven't dated any elderly people when I was in high school.
He was my age and he lived on the edge of the park that they were having the Rolling Stones concert and they gave free tickets to everyone that was sitting on the edge of the sleep.
Sick.
Living on the edge of the park.
Sleeping in the park. Not only was he old, he slept in the park.
To make him, the noise issue
yes.
an easy thing. Anyway, so I went to my first concert, which was Rolling Stones, and I just spent a lot of time thinking, I wish he'd kiss me and who are these people playing? Anyway, I wanted to talk about concerts with producer Sonda because producer Sonda told me something about a concert she went to on the weekend that I've now since had another conversation with a friend who had a very similar experience. And I think we can call this the David Gray experience because you went to his show during the week.
I went to his show, David Gray. Do you need some context about? Okay.
Yeah.
So
Babylon.
Someone turn Carrie down.
Goya.
Oh, hang on.
So he did a 20-year reunion tour and he played the whole album. It was excellent.
Okay, was it?
So I was supposed to go with my...
sound like that next to me?
Actually, a lot of people were singing in the crowd, so yes.
Annoying.
What do you mean?
Sorry, I just feel like...
Mr. Joyless, you should...
No, I just feel like, don't you think when the musician themselves stops singing and goes, you guys sing it, and the whole crowd sings instead, that's not good to be a part of? Don't you want to hear them sing?
I just had flashbacks of going to Spice Girls with you and just how, I don't think we should go to concerts together anymore.
So I was supposed to go with my very, very best friend, and because he cancelled for COVID, we were very excited. Anyway, then she got COVID and couldn't come.
Yes.
So I invited another friend who I met through Mother's Group, who I know well enough to invite to a concert, but not well enough to explain to her how I felt about David Gray. So I kept it really light and cool to go, hey, do you want to come to a midweek concert? Like, because we're, crazy people who do
whatever.
Fun stuff.
We could whatever go. On we a don't Tuesday. Have to go.
It was all that. Yeah, I even texted her just before I was supposed to pick her up to go, hey, just checking, you're still keen, like trying to be really casual. What I didn't say is that for me, after my mother died, David Gray was the thing that kept me going, and I listened to his albums on repeat as the only joy in my life. So
that would be a lot to hear.
Well, if you think that's a lot, ask her what happened when she went to the concert.
So imagine if someone said that to you and they're like, do you still want to come to the gig?
Just checking.
What time is it again?
But imagine, so that's funny, but imagine going to the concert with fun time gal and then her sobbing for the entire concert, but with no context.
Well, we did. There was an intermission because it is for older people. And then I filled her in to say, look, this actually means a lot to me.
Did you say that or did you go,
just don't you probably explain. And what did she say? I wondered why you were sobbing.
She just said I could sense that it was important and feel that emotion.
What a nice
and
thing
she was
to say.
She was so lovely. And then she texts me. Oh, yep, good.
Yep. But how's this? I went to this music class I go to with Addie, Bop Along, and my friend who takes the Bop Along class, I walked in and she was telling a story how she went to David Gray during the week and she said, I sobbed for the full time. And I was like, what's with people going to David Gray and sobbed? And she said, all it reminded me of was the absolute heartache and heartbreak of breaking up with this guy, Connor. And I'm like, you've been married for 20 years. Why are you sobbing through David Gray? I had a guy you were with when you were 22. It's like, it's my first major heartbreak and the album got me through the heartbreak. So now I just have a picture of David Gray concert and just a whole lot of middle-aged women
of course.
Sobbing.
100%.
And half the audience
wine.
Being like, why?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
There's moments when you realise you're getting on, like when you realise the number of cups of tea you have outweigh the number of beers you're having a day, I think is an indication you're getting old.
I have not got to that point, but sure.
You did have quite a few the other night on the project desk. Beers, I mean. And cups of tea. It was a weird combination.
I only have cups of tea on the project desk.
Is that the only place you have it?
I have, sometimes I have cappuccinos with no chocolate and sometimes I just have cups of tea.
What do you mean cappuccino with no chocolate? That's not a cappuccino then.
What is it?
Just a frothy coffee.
Do you think it sounds better if I ask for a frothy coffee?
No, you could do what Willie used to do and ask for a mocha. But isn't the chocolate on top what makes it a cappuccino?
I thought it was because it was in a mug.
What?
I thought cappuccinos came with a handle. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because you get
is that the difference?
What if you get
between...
a takeaway cappuccino?
No, if I get a long black, they'll often give it to me with a handle.
I'm not saying it's the only drink that's served with a handle.
I don't reckon that's the definition of what makes a cappuccino. I think it would be to do with the amount of froth and the chocolate.
I reckon it's a flat white with chocolate.
Interesting. Mm. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to discuss.
Sure.
Even this conversation is proof of what I wanted to discuss. It is that you are getting old. We're all getting old. In fact, the people I hang out with, one Fifi Box, who I'm about to name and shame now, did something the other night that I grabbed her phone off her and I said, you cannot do that anymore. She is young and vibrant and hot and just ready to fire. Mm. But then when she reads her text messages, she has to hold them out so far in front front of her so that she can read them because she's going blind. Yes. And we were dancing our asses off at a concert. And I was like, looking at her and I was like, oh, look at that woman. And then her hand shoots out and she's like, I can't read this. Can you read it for me? And I'm like, that's because it's like 4 kilometres away in the other side of the room.
Yes.
So it took her phone off her and said, you either need to increase the font. And I understand that also makes you look old when you
Absolutely.
Look at someone's phone and they've
My
got.
My dad is on like a letter line. And that's an iPad. He just carries an iPad around to get his messages.
When you see old people take photos with
Oh, my
iPad.
Gosh. It's one of my favourite things. Sometimes it'll happen as a stand-up gig because you're not meant to record anything. And when I'm in theatre, security will kick you out if you're recording anything. And then every now and then I'll just see some old biddy just slide an iPad up above her head, like I won't notice that thing. I'm like, it's fine.
She's not going to go put it on the dark web.
No, I don't think she's firing up Twitter to put it on.
No. But you did something the other day that I know you think of yourself as young, but I think you need to accept that you're also aging rapidly.
No, my next stand-up show is about rapidly aging.
Yeah.
I haven't thought I was young since I reckon 27's your tipping point.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was felt good till about 37.
Yeah, but you were wrong.
It's how you feel on the inside.
No, it's not.
I feel younger now than I did at 37,
And here's the thing at 27 as well. Even people that are 27, and if you think you're young, try to convince a 16-year-old of that.
Yeah, because
you
are always ancient be the case. To them. I'm young to a 60-year-old. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I'm probably still old to a 60-year-old, aren't
I? But they're wrong.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, but
We are middle-aged.
Yeah, we are. And what proved that you're middle-aged is when the other day you returned your it was just like my brain. Just
sorry.
That's so depressing.
I mean, you're an incredible person, but an incredible
middle-aged person. I don't want to be described as an incredible middle-aged person.
You're an incredible middle-aged person, Carrie.
When you returned your car the other day,
yes.
Your Porsche that you were driving,
Porsche,
your loan car.
A very middle-aged thing to do.
You were talking about how much you're going to miss it. Mm. And then you said the one thing, though, I climbed back into my other car, though, and, God, it was good to be back. It's got some good boot space. And I don't reckon I've ever heard you ever compliment a car on its boot space.
Yeah. I know.
Into a Kluger soon.
And you know, that's a shameless plug, but do you know
God, can we get you driving a Kluger?
No, thanks.
One of the 9-seaters, but you've got no kids, so it's just you at the front.
Hey, good boot space, though.
You know how I've talked about wanting my midlife crisis to really kick into full steam? Here's how you can tell it's maybe started, is because I compliment the boot space, and then you know what's in my boot space?
What?
Dirt biking boots. Something I'm too old to do.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's your R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. A little bit later on this afternoon, guys, we've got $1,000 and $1,000 worth of fragrances to give away, all thanks to Chemist Warehouse.
Ooh. But up next, what's between me and the top of Mount Wellington, the highest peak in Tasmania? We are doing the world's toughest half marathon, the Point to Pinnacle, on the weekend. But something is happening at the top of that mountain that may prevent us from getting up there. And there's one man that's very upset about it, and we're going to chat to him next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I can't believe we're talking about this. This can't happen again.
I can believe
there'll be
it
a lot of tears from me and from our entire team if we don't get up this mountain.
Well, one of the most dedicated, though, is we were just talking to yesterday the head of your foundation and a very dear friend, Sam. G'day, Sam.
Hey, guys. What a boring topic to talk about on the radio. I can't believe it either, Carrie, I must admit.
The snow. If you have just joined us and you're wondering what we're talking about, so this weekend is the Point to Pinnacle, the world's toughest half marathon in Tasmania. My foundation, a team of us, including Tommy and I, competed, and Sam, who's on the phone now, about 3 years ago now, and they closed the top of the mountain. So we never got to the top of the mountain because of the snow, which was the most underwhelming feeling. Anyone that's ever trained for anything and never been able to reach the finish line, not because of your own incompetence, but because of weather, it is a devastating result, and we've G'd ourselves back up. They've gone up the mountain every year since, and yet this year, what do you know, it's been absolutely beautiful, crisp weather up there for 2 months, and now it is snowing again at the top of the mountain.
Sam, I'm going to ask you how you're feeling first, but I think I know the answer, and then I'm going to go into full G up mode. So how are you feeling?
Well, look, I'm a little flat. It's currently, I'm looking at the weather now, it's currently -2 at the top of the mountain. So, look, it is the one thing that we cannot prepare for and the one thing that you hope is always on your side, but it will be what it will be. Come Sunday morning at 4:15 in the morning, they take a bus up there, and if the bus doesn't slip off the edge of the mountain, we run. If it does, well, we've got a different story on our hands, and that alternate course that we ran in 2019 comes at us again, but it will be what it will be. It's out of our hands.
You are the most positive man I've ever met, and yet the look on your face when we got to the start line last year when they just told you we were never going to be able to get to the top of the mountain and they've changed the course, you looked so devastated, so much so that when we completed the new route and that afternoon we went out for drinks, I think it took hours for a smile to come back on your face. I think I actually think that you have to prepare yourself for the chance we're not going to go up and not to feel like you haven't achieved or that you know, because there is a high chance we're not going to get up there, Sam.
Potentially, but I'm going to the top one way or another. I actually
what do you mean?
Don't care. Well, I will run it with everyone and I will celebrate it. And if there's an alternate course, that will be amazing. And I will pat everyone's back and smile. But then potentially the second that mountain is open, I'm running back up it. I don't care. I am getting to the top of that mountain. There's so much energy and effort. And the people, I've had over 1,000 people contribute to this fundraising, patients, families, friends. And I told them I was going to the top and I'm not coming home until I do. And I've got that cleared through my beautiful wife. I'm absolutely not coming home back to the mainland until I've been to the top of that mountain.
Just moving to
one
Tassie.
Way or another, it's happening.
Sammy, what's the point of the run?
Well, from our perspective, it's really about giving people that awareness of the journey that brain cancer patients take every day when they're diagnosed and those statistics that face them cruelly in that battle. So we want to raise that awareness, but we also want to raise a considerable amount of money. And as we head into the weekend, we're going to get close to, close enough to $300,000 as a big team that have wrapped our arms around this idea of a cause, patients, family, friends, current people. Can you believe, current people, a beautiful dear friend, Toby, who will do the event on the weekend with us and walk 21 kilometres. He has a grade 2 glioma, living with this disease, still prepared to be part of it with us. And so that responsibility, I think, it sits heavy with me to be able to get those people to the top of the mountain, or at least, keep believing that we can do it. And raising money is an incredible thing. And that $300,000, I can't tell you what that means to a research environment.
It's hard for people sometimes to understand the feeling, the responsibility that you feel when you've raised money to then achieve something. I remember the guy I'm sitting next to now, the disappointment you felt, Tommy, when you didn't complete your swim. And a bit like Sam, you couldn't let it go until you had achieved it.
No, but I will sound hypocritical saying this, because I think you will feel disappointed on the day, Sammy, but I realised from my swim when it failed, it is the only thing, the actual point of what you're doing is to raise money and to raise awareness, and the actual event is all the training leading up to it. The event itself is just the cherry on the top, which is why it's frustrating when you don't get to do it, because you've put in all the hard work. So
sure.
I am supportive of
you. Says the man who then went and did the swim.
But this is what I was going to say. I am absolutely supportive of you doing the run at some point. But in terms of your experience on the actual day, don't let yourself be disappointed for a second, because just go and enjoy the thing that you've trained so hard for and enjoy all the support of all the people that love you and have gotten around you and the fantastic thing you're doing. And then if you want to go run the mountain again at another point, do that, mate. I think that's great. But definitely don't beat yourself up over it and don't stay there.
No, I appreciate that, Tommy. And I think I will, if that is what comes to pass on Sunday morning, I will attack it for whatever's in front of us, a bit like brain cancer, because it changes and that journey changes, and I'm very cognizant of that. And then in the end, people didn't really sign up to see me get to the top or for me as a person to actually do anything. They were inspired by the cause and the stories and the hope that we need to bring And the plan that we've got, and that is actually what it's about. So
you had a great campaign. You've raised almost $35,000, which is insane. You did a thing where you said everyone's got a five bucks, and it's a tricky time leading up to Christmas, and people don't have a lot of spare cash. But $5 for some people is possible. If it is possible for you, and you want to see us get up the mountain, you want to see scientists have money in their hands to try and find a cure, head to our socials at Carrie Tommy Show. All the links will be there for how you can donate. $5 is brilliant. Sam, I will see you on the mountain, snow or no snow.
Thank you. See you too. Thanks for the chance to talk about it.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I really feel for this woman from Brazil.
Me too.
Meravon.
Who?
Poor Meravon.
Who? What's happened to Meravon?
Meravon has discovered that her husband is cheating on her.
What do you mean?
Yep, Meravon, 37, thought she'd found the love of her life, Marcello. And she's discovered the love rat is having an affair.
The love rat. Yeah,
she said their relationship is hanging on by a thread. I feel so sad for her. She said she's got three kids now. She's got to take care of Carol, Diego, and their newborn as well.
Yeah.
And
Carol, such a funny name to fit in there. Marcello, Diego. G'day, Carol.
Carol's a kid too. She said at first she thought that he was lying a bit, and she started to look through his phone. Then she saw conversations, which made it, you know, certain to her that he was cheating. She said he kept denying everything, though, and said he loves her very much. He asked for forgiveness. He cried a lot, she said, asking to take her back. She said the arguments were ugly. They were scary for our son, who was crying, witnessing them.
I've got a question, because
obviously
we don't know these people personally.
Yeah.
Which means this is a story you have from international news.
Yeah.
So far there has been nothing that makes me think this is international news. So there's something you're not telling us.
I don't know what you're talking about. She asked him who the woman was and he didn't respond. And the reason I think he may not have responded, this is just me, like, you know, in all these situations, it's he said, she said scenario, and I'm obviously going to be on her side.
So he hasn't said anything.
He's not said anything. He's done a lot of crying.
He's a tree or something,
yeah,
isn't he?
He's a doll.
He's a doll.
Yeah. A woman says her marriage with doll is hanging by a thread after he cheated.
He cheated. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there's the three kids, doll kids.
Oh my gosh, she's holding a doll, but she's wearing nurse's scrubs.
She's insane.
She's
fun. She was there for the birth.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He stuffed it. He was stuffing it in.
Imagine actually.
Too much?
Wow. I mean, it's a doll. I don't think it's too much.
Hang on.
It's not real.
Just to be clear, it's not a blow-up doll. It is a rag doll
that's
had the affair on her.
And it's been made so poorly.
Yeah.
Like that's what...
Look at his face.
That's the thing. It looks like, if you think of a kid's doll where someone draws eyes and stuff on with
monobrow.
A marker, that's what it's like.
With a
and
monobrow.
And she's given the kid an even bigger monobrow on the doll. Also, she's a normal-looking woman.
Do you remember when we did calls
on
this?
No, she's not. She's in nurse's scrubs and holding a doll like it's a baby. So hang on, because I need to know more.
I did read beyond the fact that she said...
How's he cheated?
He's had an affair.
With who?
I don't know. Does it not say there?
How do you not...
Raggedy
Ann. Do you,
no, remember he didn't say who it was. He wouldn't respond.
She suspects that he's had an affair.
Yeah, I'm a woman desired, but he... Oh, what?
Uh-oh, Carrie hasn't read the story.
Oh, what? She said, I'm a woman desired by many, I work, I take care of myself and our home, but all he does is take care of our baby. What's happening?
Are you worried that the doll story's got a bit weird?
No, it just reminded me of when we threw to calls thinking there'd be no one that was married to inanimate objects, and the woman was married to the tree in Byron, remember?
Yes, one got married. Root. That's right. Yeah. What? I'm
don't keep reading.
Oh, come on.
Just, more of you's dying inside. Anyway, we wish Mara Von the best.
Yes.
And Carol.
It is depressing
Diego.
At some point that I don't have a wife and even a doll does.
He's got two.
He's cheating. The doll's doing so, and kids. There's a doll here that's got a side
piece. I hope you can have a Carol one day.
I don't want her. She's got too many kids.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And guys, Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrance this Christmas. Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices at Chemist Warehouse.
Yes, get in and spoil your loved ones this Christmas in a Chemist Warehouse. You can get maybe some Hugo Boss for Dad. Maybe some Paco Rabanne.
For your lover.
That's good.
Yeah.
And what about for your other lover? Some Ellie Saab? Some Christian
Dior? Apparently she doesn't like that.
The other lover?
Nah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, get her nothing and move on and get a new side piece.
I don't know if that's the messaging they want around Chemist Warehouse. I guess they just want you to buy a perfume. Yeah. They don't care who it's for.
They go, have as many side pieces as you want, as long as they all smell delicious with fragrances sourced from Chemist Warehouse.
So up next, producers have handed me something they would like us to do, and I thought, oh, this is great, the 10 questions you should be able to answer if you are in a strong partnership. And I thought, great, we could answer these questions because we are in a strong partnership. Mm-hmm. I've read the questions now. This is a different kind of partnership. I reckon we don't need to talk about how we both like our eggs cooked in the morning.
I can answer that question.
What is their biggest telltale sign they're stressed out? Your mood today is one of them.
I know how your eggs are going to be cooked tomorrow morning. Cold.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, there's something we haven't done on the show in too long.
Oh.
Is that because it wasn't good?
No. It was, I think arguably one of the best things we've ever done. And we were just completely forgotten about it.
Was it how long?
No,
is it?
We haven't, we've done, it's been even longer than that since we've done this.
Oh, is it Phone Me My One and Only?
Not quite that long.
Oh. Okay. Oh, is it Who's Got Nuts in Their Mouth?
No, it is.
What about Who's Got Dumps in Their Mouth?
No, but we are doing stuff with stuff in your mouth.
These are the sorts of things you keep pitching to producers.
We've done all of those things.
Have we?
Are you joking? That's our show.
Dumps in Their Mouth.
Yes.
When did we do that?
We went to a dumpling restaurant and sat there and we filled our mouths with dumplings and we had to guess who had a dump in their mouth.
Pretty rich, because considering what you've got coming up next as well. So
what have I got coming up next? No, that's different.
Oh, okay.
That's great content.
Still putting stuff in your mouth.
What are we doing now, Jesse? The suspense is killing
me. Get ready, everyone, because Carrie and Tommy are about to mouth shred.
Oh, yes.
The mouth shredding concert is about to start. Please put your hands together for your mouth shredders, Carrie and Tommy, on the stage in 3, 2, 1, shred.
Over to you, Bickmore.
I don't think this is what the people
Carrie,
want.
Come on, Bickers.
No, I can't mouth shred.
Carrie, it's not a mouth shredding contest if I'm the only one that shreds.
I can't shred. Remember Rod
Stewart has come to watch you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm out. Hang on, am I Rod Stewart now?
That's right, you're Rod Stewart last time.
Oh, what's that? You want to hear Rod Stewart mouth shred? Okay.
Yes.
Bow, bow, whack, well. Well, well, whack, well. Ding, 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 well. Over to you there, Carrie. Carrie,
I can't do it.
I've mouth shredded. Rod Stewart's mouth shredded. Jesse, do you want to have a quick mouth shred?
I can't follow that. That's amazing.
Yeah, Jesse, great.
Okay.
Okay, she's concentrating and putting, for some reason, her hands nowhere near.
Imagine if you were at a concert and they came out on stage and they were like, guys, I can't.
I know. And then they went like this, and then they went, okay, everybody, hang on. Okay, here we go. Hang on, everybody.
And I just need everyone in the crowd to have a go before I have a go.
Can you all close your eyes as well? I don't think you watch me. I feel self-conscious.
No, one of the funnest bits of mouth shredding, which I've realised is maybe why I don't do it so much on radio, is watching the person mouth shred.
Hey, Carrie Tommy Show, put it on the socials.
Carrie, it's mouth shredding time. What do you mean?
Do you want the intro to run you in again?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Whoa, get ready, everyone, because Carrie and Tommy are about to mouth shred.
No, 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 no. Mouth shredding concert is about to start. Please put your hands together
for
mouth shredders. Gary and Tommy on the stage in 3, 2, 1. Shred.
Oh my God.
That's too much. That first note.
If my first note's too much.
I think you broke a string. I think you. What? Jesus.
Boom. Boom.
This is the most depressing mouth shredding concert.
I was going to shred Sweet Child of Mine.
Okay, have a go.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, come on, Kerry.
Boom, 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 boom.
I think, are you plucking your strings instead of shredding them? What happened? I think my guitar's gone limp. I think I'm leaving this concert. Come on, Rod, let's go. But I just got a drink.
Oh, have I missed Carrie's one?
Oh, have I missed
Carrie's? It was Carrie. So quick.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, the Savo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know when you get to the end of the day on a Friday or the end of the year in our case and you run out of motivation or any interesting content?
I don't know what you're talking about, Carrie. I'm more invested than ever.
We are scraping the barrel so bad.
What
that
do you mean?
I am bringing you... I'm bringing you something that I don't know where I
Carrie,
saw it.
Carrie,
I don't know why it's been done, but I think
Carrie,
you and I will enjoy it.
Carrie,
so let's do it with the
Carrie,
people.
I never thought I would say this, but just let's do a quick reframing.
Yeah.
To take people on the journey with us, you've got to firstly be passionate.
No, honest. Honesty is what people prefer. And I'm saying to you guys, this is scraping the bottom of the barrel of content, but I promise you, you'll try it on the weekend and be
sometimes
like,
you gotta,
Carrie and Tommy.
Sometimes you got to dig deep to find treasure. So scrape the bottom of that barrel.
Well, speaking of finding treasure, what have I got in front of me?
You've got two bowls of Maltesers. Now,
so,
not the stupid Maltesers version that are in the box of celebrations. There. Crap, but the actual Maltesers.
So somebody on the internet somewhere, I'm not sure where, has suggested the best way to eat Maltesers is to pour milk into a bowl with the Maltesers and scoot them up like you're having Cocoa Pops.
Giant Cocoa Pops.
So I'm going to put some water in.
Do you know why? This is exciting for me. Yep. I can be passionate about it even though you're not.
Yep.
I was never allowed Cocoa
Neither
Pops as a kid.
Neither was
and
I.
when we'd occasionally...
We Woo!
Yes, same. When we'd occasionally get those multi-variety packs. No, because I was the youngest.
Yeah.
By the time it got to me, I got Special K.
Sustained.
I would have killed for Sustained.
Actually, I quite like Sustained, to be fair. Maybe
brand.
That's because that's all
or,
I knew.
Or sometimes when it was really grim, I got the 2 Weet-Bix.
Oh, my God. When we they didn't have them, did they?
Yes, they did.
In that pack.
Or were they Vita-Brits?
Oh, yeah, they could have been Vita-Brits.
Okay, so mix it all around.
Why? What's that going to do?
It just makes them sort of smothered in milk a bit. And then let's eat Maltesers in milk, guys.
Okay.
Bit of ASMR for everyone.
All right, Milo.
It is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That noise.
So.
You, mate?
If you want to supersize it. No joke.
Why does it make a meat joke?
Yeah. Why does it make a meat
do
joke?
Do not do this. This will kill you.
So Eli, who is the man who loves all things sweet, he reckons we supercharge this and do it with Ferrero Rocher. Now, a little bit la-di-da for me, I'll be honest.
I have to mention, I'm not a huge chocolate fan.
No, I know.
But
as I said.
But it's good, though.
Unless you've got a better break, this is what we're doing. Grab your
this is going to make me sick.
Grab your Ferrero Rocher and milk.
Oh, my God.
Mix it around a bit.
So what's this breakfast cost, you reckon?
Actually, Ferrero Rocher are so expensive.
Yeah.
This is a fancy pants one. If you're going on a date and the next morning you're like, oh, what can I impress them with?
It's been a long time since you've been on a date.
Ferrero Rocher and milk.
How the next morning works. What can I impress them with?
Okay.
What'll make me look like a real adult?
Okay, let's try it.
Oh, what a slurp. Did you get any Ferrero Rocher? Is that just all milk? It's running down her chin now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, like a first date.
Just like a first date.
Jetty.
Guys, we're trying to do a good break here.
Someone suddenly cares again. I can't do any more, Carrie. I will spew and shit myself.
Oh, just like a...
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Same but backwards is coming up very soon.
Carrie and Tommy are headed to Aotearoa, New Zealand, and you could come on a fully Sikh adventure with us.
New Zealand, win a trip, you can come and you will see how far you go. Come join our show. We're on the way to a land fully Sikh with Carrie and Tommy. And we don't know how far we'll go.
Carrie and Tommy's fully Sikh trip to New Zealand. Aotearoa.
If you seek 100% pure New Zealand.
Ooh. It's getting close.
Bickers, what about Ruapehu?
Tell me about Ruapehu.
Ruapehu? One of the beautiful things about New Zealand is they'll correct you ever so politely about your pronunciation if you get it wrong.
Is Ruapehu in the North Island?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I've heard about this. This is where you all do adventure stuff.
Oh, my God. Perfect. Hiking, canoeing, mountain biking. How good.
I think it's got some of New Zealand's best mountain trails.
Yes.
Biking trails.
Yes. I want to go to all these places. If you want to join us for our incredible trip to New Zealand, all you have to do is head to carrieandtommy.com, return flights, 6 nights, all this stuff thrown in. 15 grand is what it's worth if you seek 100% pure New Zealand.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, but it's not just us, guys.
Didn't. Didn't. Hello, boss.
Hi. Why am I a shark?
Where you're a shark that we clap in.
You know how I think of you guys as my kids?
Do you?
What?
Really?
When?
We do a lot of looking after you if we're your kids.
That's so weird. This is the second stage of life thing. When you get to our age and then you've got to look after your parents and put them in an old people's home and stuff, and they say it's that age where you're caring for the little ones and caring for your parents.
The dynamic really shifts.
Well, I feel like you're my people.
I thought we were more like friends. Than,
okay. Yeah, anyway, I'd love to be friends.
But I reckon we are going to. But hang on, the more I think of it, maybe we are your kids because we are absolutely going to be the people that put you in a home one day.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I know.
Just wheel me off.
It's
and
not
give
far.
Me some,
it's
some...
not far off.
Oh.
When did you think?
Like I reckon when, it's too sensitive a time.
No, well,
that's what I mean.
Aren't we on air till you guys are 60? So that's another 20 years. So in about 20 years' time, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I've started playing a game with my son, which I thought I would play with you because I'm trying to be a better parent.
Okay.
And it's called, this is a great tip for any parents at home who don't know how to talk to their kids at a dinner table. It's called High Low Buffalo. Have you heard of this?
No.
I've not heard of High Low Buffalo, but it sounds fun.
It's a way to talk about your day and what you've been up to instead of just saying, how was your day? And then people say boring things. So you're like, what was the high of your day?
Oh, yeah, I do.
What was the low of your day? And what was the buffalo, like the unexpected buffalo that came out of nowhere? And I thought you guys could tell me about your day.
Yeah.
Or your week. Yep. Unless you might not have had an exciting enough day today yet. Surely the high would be this bit.
Yeah.
Okay. This is going well.
I'm just thinking about do you really want to know the boring things I've done this morning? Because I do this with my kids at night too, but I didn't know it had a cool name.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yes.
And then we start looking for unexpected things that are buffaloes.
But it's also a way for them to tell you about their troubles in life without feeling like, you've got your hand up.
Yeah. Yes, Mr.
Yes,
Tommy.
The highlight of my day was I got a puppy. And
and you saw an actual
name?
Buffalo.
Yeah. And the buffalo was the puppy got hit by a truck.
That's the low, isn't it?
No, because it was fine.
Buffalo.
The buffalo is where you put it in the freezer and it froze to your lasagna.
So I've learned two things. You're not my children and no one wants to play my game.
No,
I was trying to think of real things and I was like,
because it all just feels so depressing.
It's all right. What's coming up next, Jess?
I like it though.
Same but backwards.
But I just think the takeaway is for parents, try this with your kids. It's a great way to talk about the day.
I still
like it. I'm just finding it genuinely hard to be like,
would the low of this week being you having to give back your Porsche? That would have been a low.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And the high would have been for me that I no longer have to work with a wanker, you know?
No, I'm still here.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
The end of the year is nigh.
Time to make your run.
They will have somehow stacked this so we can be tied.
It's been tied up pretty much all year, actually.
Yeah, I know. Well, it hasn't.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it?
The only person who's been significantly in front is Tommy.
Yeah, that was true.
I let him know just for that little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
It is currently 14-13 to carry, so Tommy, time to switch on, bro.
Jesse, would you sometimes describe Carrie as being a little bit competitive?
I would never say a little bit.
Yeah. Just checking.
Here's your first
song. I don't
want
to be a little bit anything. I'd rather be all of something. What? Do you know what I mean?
If it's annoying, you'd rather be a little bit annoying than all annoying.
No, I'm okay. I'm proud to be competitive.
What happened to annoying?
Now I'm feeling competitive about the fact that you called me a little bit competitive.
I'm proud that I'm competitive. In games where we play songs backwards. Guess what they are.
Here's your first song.
Carrie. Black Eyed Peas, Where Is The Love?
Good one, Carrie. You can hurt
and you hear them crying. All right, here's song number two. Because.
Bull, bull, bull
Britney,
dust.
Three. Crazy. Oh. Crazy. That was like one beat of that song we got.
And I buzzed in first.
You didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you want Check to risk tape. Going to the tape again?
Check the tape.
Okay. We'll
you remember
get,
what happened last time?
Someone go get the tape lined up. We'll keep playing. We'll check the tape at the end.
Poor Jez, whenever I say check the tape, do you know how far it is the tape,
I know.
The tape machine
He's
is
got
from
to run
his
into
house?
State.
He goes, he has to go over that little creek.
Yeah, I know.
And then he has to get in the
under
little
the bridge.
Boat.
There's
the bridge.
Crocs in that creek. You know that.
Yes, I know. I put them there.
Obstacle course.
I just want to sometimes think, like, if we had got the tape, it would have proved me right.
Your brain is so funny. What happens in there?
Two zip.
I don't think that's a compliment.
Two zip. This is for the win for Bickers.
Essentially, what's wrong with you Tommy. Is really what you said there. But you didn't say that. You didn't say what's wrong with you. You didn't want to hurt my feelings. So you went, your brain's funny, isn't it? Isn't it? You're an individual, aren't you? Oh, God, aren't you unique?
Are you going on? It's still going.
Oh, yeah, because my brain's
proving
a
your
bit
point.
Funny.
Carrie for the win, Tommy to stay in the game.
Getting to you is a little
I didn't even say my name. I just nodded my head.
You hit the microphone away.
Oh, my gosh. Why was I trying to beat the buzzers in my head?
Because of your brain.
Yeah, it's a bit funny, isn't it?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And, guys, it is that time of the week where we like to knock the top off a frothy. And
yes.
And Tommy, are you just something you wanted to add there?
Sorry.
That
I just
was so enthusiastic.
No, because I'm so embarrassed. I went out during the week and I got everything to make Madeira Illusion shakers.
Oh, you?
Yes, and I've forgotten to bring them. And so then I was looking around to wonder what prop I can use to shake to pretend like it's a Madeira Illusion shaker. So anyway, and we're back in the scene in 3, 2, 1. Guys, I'm so excited because I went out and bought us all the ingredients for Madeira Illusion shakers.
Oh, very
good.
Oh, my God. Can I have – do you guys want one too? I have three, please.
Well, Tommy, I've actually got something special for you for our frothy song.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of Donna Summers.
Don't. You can't concentrate on shaking and that at the same time.
I reckon you can.
We can.
You can.
You can.
Not well.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy's Cents for Dollars.
Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrance this Christmas. Spoil a loved one this Christmas with a fragrance from Chemist Warehouse. Shop in store or online today.
Oh, yeah, this is pretty fun because $1,000 cash plus $1,000 worth of fragrances, all thanks to the wonderful folks at Chemist Warehouse and some hot little hands that want to take that cash and those delicious smells belong to Amy. G'day, Ames.
Hey, I've got hot little hands.
Yeah.
We hope. What do you wear, Amy? What's your celebrity scent that you wear?
At the moment, it is Michael Bublé Rose Gold.
Oh, is
bit
it?
Of bit of boob.
Oh, it's a bit flash. Boob on the boob. Yeah, that's right.
Now, weird place to spray it, but whatever.
I spray my boobs.
Do you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Great.
You just never know who's going to be sniffing around. Ames,
your boobs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ames, this game's really easy. We're going to give you an audio clue and you just have to guess which celebrity it is. Of course, it will be a celebrity with a fragrance line. Are you ready to go?
Yes. It's J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez.
It is J-Lo!
I just want to hear more of that tune.
Oh no, isn't it the best?
Can we play a bit of it again, or is that all you got?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Join me, Amy. Amy, congratulations. The money and the fragrances are yours.
Well, thank you.
Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrance this Christmas. Spoil a loved one this Christmas with a fragrance from Chemist Warehouse.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays and the end of the week. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
It's been a good week, Jesse. It's been a good week until you just have to ruin it for everybody.
Why is I know he's pissed me off, because, but why has he pissed you off?
Well, because he's pissed you off, and I don't like that you end the week feeling disappointed.
Yes.
What's he done?
I thought you were going to come with a reason, then, Gary.
I was just showing support because you normally cross at him for something.
Well, I am very angry.
What are you?
You're all mad.
I'm not. We're not up to that bit yet.
Oh, sorry.
He's just cross.
I'm cross. That's right. I don't think I've ever said that.
Cross.
I'm cross at you.
So cross. There's lots of different words to describe anger, but cross sums up perfectly a type of anger.
Cross.
Cross is how my nana used to get when she'd get upset at something you do. Cross is a very, it means that they still love you. It's not hatred like that can come with anger.
Cross.
It's just you've disappointed somebody and they're cross.
I think if someone said, I'm cross with you, I would laugh. Anyway, do you want to know why we're cross with you, Jesse?
I would love to know.
Because obviously, you can't hold a tune on any of the instruments we've got you, right?
Yes. Yeah.
If people have just tuned in the show, every week I buy you a new instrument because you're fickle and you go through phases. And and obviously me and your mother are divorced and I want to provide you. I want to provide you with...
Is he your son now?
Yes, I want to provide you...
It's the first time I'm learning this today, or has he always been your son?
We don't tell people because he's incredibly large and he looks the same age as me. Because his mother was a giant, and that's not why we split up.
You've gone
insane. Okay, I won't mention why I'm cross with you then. Okay. I still love you. How are you feeling, son?
I'm feeling... I'm just trying to move things along. I'm feeling wrapped this week because we had Amy Shark perform in the cupboard, and she noticed that you'd been crying a little earlier in the day. And
that's not true.
It was the chance. What do you mean? That's exactly what happened. She said, "Are you crying?" And then it gave me the chance to bring up one of my favourite conversations from last week, which was the last time you cried on the show. Do you remember this one?
I've also been crying too much lately, so I was just trying not to.
Really? I was going to ask when I walked in, have you been crying?
Oh, so much. Anyway, not today. No, we'd be fine.
You know what made him cry the other day? What? When he...
No, don't. Don't.
Amy would find that
interesting. No, tell me.
Don't. Please don't. I'm going to cry again. Don't. We're
He's
fine.
Really
we're
serious.
Fine. No, I'm good.
I'll tell you
we're
off good. Air.
Don't tell her.
Why? It's funny. She
I'm sweating
relates.
So
maybe
am
she can,
I.
Maybe she can help you.
No, can you just build it up too much? Amy
Shark, he's really about orgasms. He gets confused.
I just didn't understand.
We can talk about after a second. I'm sweating now too.
I didn't understand how vaginas work, and I found out on national radio.
Yeah.
And it just made me a bit awkward. Anyway, good.
Donna Summers.
Don't. 22 moments in a new song. 22
was just one long one.
Carrie.
He didn't know there were 22 individual ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
Amy Shark.
This is why I've missed being in this cupboard.
This is your standard introduction.
We only want to be with you right now.
Thanks.
Oh, I want to be anywhere else right now. Thank you to the influx of DMs that I've had trying to explain to me exactly how vaginas work.
Yeah.
It's been helpful.
Across it all now?
No, they're more confusing than I ever thought they'd be.
They're really not.
Jesse, how are you feeling?
I'm wrapped
He's wrapped because he knows how to work one.
My son got it from his old man. Got it from his old man.
Guys, I'm wrapped and roared this week because my dad had to return his Porsche and that made me roar. But I am.
You guys, as father and son, makes me laugh so much.
It shouldn't be so funny, Gary. I hope you're not laughing at my son over there, and it's only at my expense.
But I am rapt that he got to experience what it's like to be me.
So I went to the guys at the dealership are so incredibly lovely. I walk in, and there's a young lady there, and I say, oh, hi, I'm just here to return my loan card. And I've got my key in my hand ready to hand over. And
the key's yellow.
The key is yellow. It's a mini Porsche. And so I hand it to her, and she takes it. And as she takes it, I go, oh, no, 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 no. And she goes, what? And I said, no, no, just give me the key back just for a second. Because I don't know if you remember, Carrie. But
yeah, I remember.
You wrote a note.
I remember.
You put it in the key ring so it was visible.
The note is how I think most women would feel about seeing a man drive that car.
You wrote a note that says, I have a tiny penis. And I thought it was funny, so I left it there. And so I said, can I just have the key back? And she goes, what are you doing? And I said, oh, my friend has put a note in here. And she said, what did the note say? And I said, I don't say it again.
It's just so no one has to hear it again.
Tiny.
Yeah.
And then I showed her the note. And she said, oh, that's funny, but did not laugh. Oh, that's funny. Much like you do to Jesse most of the time.
but he's funny.
And I don't even get to drive a Porsche.
Yeah.
Good one, son.
Thanks, Dad.
It's my baby boy.
Daddy.
I'm wrapped this week. I'm wrapped because you showed us a photo of a boy that you used to make out with in Monaro when you were both much younger.
I've been trying to remember his name all week.
And I found out
Jason, maybe?
Both Jesse and I found out that we are not the only ones that are keeping it in the family. Do you like to know what's serving?
That he and I look quite similar.
Yes, but what's even more...
Who?
That is a spitting image of your son.
Oh, my God.
It is, Carrie.
Don't say that.
It's the first thing I thought.
That doesn't look like Ollie.
Yes, it does.
Does he look like that?
Yes. Oh. Ollie looks a lot better kempt. Because you know how you said we look like, you and him?
Yes.
Because you also look like your
Ollie.
Son.
Yeah.
Yes. And
anyway,
that is a spitting image of Ollie.
God, how's that? I always liked that guy, the other one, but he wasn't keen, so I had to go for that guy.
He was. What about the other one there?
No, that's a woman.
If you strike out with him, were you going to go on to the woman?
Oh, everyone had a little
didn't look
dabble
enough like
in
you,
high school.
Didn't
today.
Look enough like you. Dabble. Hang on. Did you have a dabble in high school? How many women did you have with?
Stop. We're not doing that. No.
Why? 13, 10, 60 if you want to guess how many women.
It was uni, not high school. I just feel that's an important clarification.
Either way, I'm happy for you because signing off for another week, it's father, son and part-time lesbian. Have a great one.
Follow Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the show's over, Carrie and Tommy can go and sort their Christmas shopping. This Christmas, why not give a great gift from Chemist Warehouse? Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse.